There are Super Bowl viewers who will be paying as much, if not more, attention to the commercials as to the game itself. Some of the most memorable commercials or spots in recent years have come from automakers. Think of the Born of Fire spot M&M did for Chrysler. It launched the imported from Detroit marketing push that really, really moved the needle for Chrysler. But don't look for as many creative offerings from automakers this year. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, is with us again. Paul, what's up with carmakers and Super Bowl this year?
Well, they seem to be sitting on the sideline. They've decided to bench their creative teams, at least a lot of the automakers. There'll be a few that are out there. We're going to see probably a high-profile ad from Kia, for example, and BMW. But some of the big players that we had seen in the past won't be there. And notably, that includes the Volkswagen folks who had run a couple of ads over the last few years. It really scored big with their little Darth Vader. Well, little Darth apparently has gone to a galaxy far, far away.
So we aren't going to get little Darth this year. Give us the five that are confirmed to be running commercials in the Super Bowl.
Well, I can give you a couple right off the top of my head. Going to have Toyota. They're going to do a sort of a heart string tugging ad about what it means to be a dad. We're going to see Mercedes-Benz take a humorous tone, which is always interesting seeing the Germans try to go for comedy. Kia is going to be back with Pierce Brosnan, of all things, doing a sort of James Bondish ad, from what I understand. And he'll do a long one. This is going to be a 60-second ad for the new Sorento crossover. And BMW is going to take a spot, and it's interesting what they're going to do. They're going to focus on their little i3, their electric vehicle. And finally, Nissan is going to be back. And that's interesting because that's the first time they're going to be sponsoring the Super Bowl since 1997.
What do you think's behind the fact that there are no domestics? As you say, they have benched the teams. They're sitting on the sidelines. What do you think's behind that?
Yeah, well, we're waiting to see. I've heard some mixed reports about whether Chrysler will show up or not. Right now, it does not appear that they're going to go for another long-form commercial. You may recall that Chrysler has used the Super Bowl really to kick off their turnaround. And they started, as you mentioned, with that M&M ad. That was the one that perhaps was the most creative ad we have seen in years in the Super Bowl, a full 2 minutes, which cost it something like, what, $10 million or so.
Wow.
And then they came back with Clint Eastwood a year later. They focused as much on the city's revival as they did on the company. But I think that makers in general are looking out at the costs, and this thing just keeps getting more and more astronomical. They're talking something like $4.5 million for just 30 seconds of airtime.
And that's not making the thing. That's just getting it on the air.
Yeah, and of course, when you're making some of these commercials these days, this isn't like the old days where you just, you know, you plunk down a celebrity in front of a car or a refrigerator or whatever you were advertising and just had them tell you the merits of the vehicle or the product. These days, Super Bowl ads tend to be shot with all the skill and scripting that you would expect to go into a short-form movie. I mean, the M&M ad and the Clint Eastwood ads were micro-movies.
They were, and they were very, very powerful. And we were surprised by that M&M ad. And I've got to wonder, your auto sales are rocking, Paul. Wouldn't you think they'd want to spend the big money on these big high-impact spots when things are flush?
Well, yeah, that's one argument. On the other hand, they might say, hey, things are flush. Customers are racing to the doors. We're selling out some of our highest profile products. Why do we need to spend the money? Why do we need to spend $4.5 million? And one does have to ask, at what point does the game price itself out of reality?
And we may be seeing that. Auto journalist Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. As always, thank you so much, Paul.
Good to be with you.